1241 Major League Games. He joins us now, Mark DeRosa, on Brady and Walker this morning. Thanks for making the time. Yeah, can you, any pangs of, you didn't miss spring training, I bet, but do you feel pangs of wishing you were still out there in the battle now?
You know, I do. I say to myself every day, I kind of justify it with the fact that I say, you know, you're missing it. You're missing the guys. You're missing the plane flights. You're missing everything about it, the competition, being in the dugout. But I keep telling myself that a week in the spring training, you would have been wanting to go home. So I try and justify it like that. I mean, I don't think there's any easy way to walk away from it, but I felt this was as good a time as any.
See, our show might not be around in a year, but Major League Baseball Network's not going anywhere. That gig would have been there.
They'd have waited you out.
There was a lot that went into the decision. I definitely love my time in Toronto. I know we didn't play well last year, but you know, I had a blast, and family was the big reason. This job was the big reason, and I just felt like I didn't want to be away from my family, sit in a bench anymore.
So, Mark DeRosa, our guest, the Blue Jays start 8-6, and and you know, you would have you experienced everything last year, and I'm sure you had a noted opinion of this team in the preseason. And the pessimist would say, you know, it just didn't work, and it's not going to work. The optimist would say, this is a lot of pieces that came together. There's a lot of injuries, and everything is going to get better in 2014. And so far, you know, what has your impressions been of this group?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the side of the optimist. That was a whole new clubhouse last year, trying to come together, get to know each other. Our top two guys in the rotation were new. They didn't get off to great starts. Jose Reyes got hurt early. So did Brett. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I kind of liken it to what's happening in Arizona right now with the Diamondbacks. They just, you know, can't find a way to win a game, to get them over the hump. If they hit, they don't pitch. If they don't hit, you know, they're just a comedy of errors, and need something to happen, and never did for us last year. We were able to go on that one streak of 11-0, and I think we just gave it right back right after that. So, yeah, this year is I'm just happy for the guys that they're able to go out there and get off to a decent start and kind of feel like it's not going to all implode in April on us.
Yeah, and you look at a team that's lived a charmed life, and they've earned everything they've gotten. The Rays must be feeling that this year. David Price is looking around thinking, we just lost this pitcher. We just lost that pitcher. You know, the Yankees and their bullpen without Rivera. So the Jays are looking around thinking, yes, we've lost Jose Reyes. We have to get him back. We can't go anywhere without him. But at least we're not the only team suffering troubles in our own division, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, the injury bug that's hit. And the AL East is one place that you can't afford to go on a slide. There's just no room to breathe in that division. You look at it right now at the standings, a team that won the World Series and kind of had everything going great for them finds themselves in last place, and potentially there's no lock on who wins the AL East. There never will be right now with the way it's so deep and so talented. You know, we went on that terrible April, and we kind of found ourselves, you know, telling the media that, hey, we're still in it, we still got a shot, but it was almost impossible to come back from that.
Mark DeRosa, our guest, former Blue Jay, now with the MLB Network. You can watch him on there. A guy that you mentored, I guess, you got really close with, was Brett Laurie, and you were talking about him on Twitter the other day. The defense is always going to be there. It's incredible. He seems to be getting better and better. Really struggled at the plate in the early going, but looks to be coming out of it. What do you project for Brett this season?
I'd like to see him win a gold glove. I think he deserves it. I really do. I've never been around a more athletic third baseman than him. His ability to make the routine play and the spectacular play. And yeah, offensively, that's his, you know, that's the situation where he's just got to find a way to relax a little bit at the plate. I think he's misunderstood guy. I got to know him, just an absolute animal, cares for his teammates, loves being out there, plays with passion, probably doesn't always kind of harness it the right way, but you know, his heart's in the right place and he cares about his teammates and you know, how he represents Canada. I know that kind of lays on him heavy that he's you know, kind of the favorite son up there.
Mark DeRozan.
I just think he's young. I just think he's young.
Yeah, he's far from a finished product, right? It's still a canvas. There's still, you know, drops of paint here, drops of paint there. But yeah, you nailed it. The talent's there and the heart's in the right place. So what more do people want? Mark DeRozan, our guest on Braden Walker, 6 seasons in the postseason. Now, before you go, do us a favor and tell us something. Look, Munenori Kawasaki's back up. For heaven's sake, tell us something bad about him. Because he snores on flights. He eats too much dessert at the buffet after. Just tell us something that annoyed you about Munenori. Because all we hear is great things. Give us something. What did he do wrong?
I got nothing.
Come on.
I'm telling you. Everybody needs to love this guy. And I wouldn't. And I'm being completely honest with you right now. I wouldn't love the whole Munenori Kawasaki aura if he couldn't play. And the guy can play. Yeah, he doesn't have the talent of a Brett Laurie or Jose Reyes, but every time, and I think that's what endears him to the fans. Not only is he a great interview and he's absolutely hilarious, he battles, man. He gets every bunt down. He works counts. He makes defensive gem plays. That's what endears me to him. I love the fact that the fans love him, but he helps you win.
All right. I know.
Day, you know, that's the name of the game.
I was hoping he hid the remote in the clubhouse or he's like lights guy's shoes on fire. We're still stuck with nothing. He's the most popular.
You're going to get nothing. You're going to get nothing. This guy's a gem.